This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the IDN Guidelines Working Group call on 12th of October 2017. We have Dennis, Edmund, Carl, Satish, Pitinan, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Sarmad. Okay, so let's recap from last long session. I think we went through all the guidelines, and I think we are close to a final draft. Since last draft, I made a few comments as far as language chosen in certain terms and also minor proposed edits. So let's jump to those. I think that's what we want to do today. Unless I hear something else, Sarmad, please.
Yes, may I request you to spare some time at the end to review the presentations for ICANN 60?
All right, will do. Okay,
thank
so
you.
we are 50 minutes away. We'll try to finish this 30, 40 minutes and then leave 10 minutes for the ICANN presentation. Do I have control to this? I need to zoom in. Oh, there you are. Yeah, I can. Thank you. Okay. And Okay, so in this section, so Sarmad had inserted a comment, so I'm just reading SH1. This is suggested to be added to ensure that the additional information is considered an essential part of the guideline, not just optional notes. Okay, so this relates to the glossary and the additional notes, which I agree. Does anybody have a different opinion as to this red line? Okay. Plus one from Carl. And I hear no other objections. Okay, thank you. So let's move on to the next one. On the scope, section 1.2. I have questions about the terms we use about owner name and right-hand target names. So I'm not an expert in how DNS and some files or DNS records are handled, so I was just curious as to know if these are well-known terms. If that's the case, I'm okay with using those. It's just I wanted a clarification. Carl, please.
Yes, amongst technical DNS circles, they are well-known phrases. We wrote this particular item in relation to a specific question regarding zone file. I actually can't remember who it was that raised it, but I guess the terminology is it was chosen in a way to address that particular comment. If we get feedback from the community that it's confusing, I think we can change it, but it was designed to be very explicit as to what is included and what isn't included, and the only way we could define the excluded records was using those terms.
All right. Thank you, Carl, for the context and clarifications. Okay, so I'm fine with that. I just wanted that question, so thank you. So let's keep moving. Okay, so all of these red lines were part of our work from last time, so I'm not going to go over those again. Let's move on to section 2.2. There's a comment, DT5. Okay, yes, so I was reading through this, and I found, and maybe this is just me, but I found that this, the last sentence on guideline 5 and 6.C are fairly similar. And my suggestion was to remove 6 dots, remove the section 6.C and replace, and use that exact same language in 6.C and replace it with the last sentence in 5. So Carl is asking, would you object to removing the last sentence of 5 and keep those in? I would not object. I just thought that 6 was more on to the format itself, and so AB, 6A, 6B has to do with the format, and C has to do with contents, which is more in line of with 5. So that's why I was suggesting the move, but I'm not objecting to remove. I would be fine to keep 6 dot C and remove the last sentence on 5, so that there is no duplicated language. Okay, so yeah, I'm good. So Carl, Sarmat are in favor of removing the last sentence of 5 and keep 6 ABC as is. So let's do that. All right. Satish agrees as well. So Sarma did, well, yeah, I believe you captured that. Okay, thank you. Okay, any other items here? Let's keep moving. Oh, okay. So here, there's no comment. It's just a minor edit. I suggested to change distant registry operators to just registry, because that's what we are using in the document, so I just didn't want to add another term for registries. So that's a minor adjustment there. Okay. So the redlines on 14 were according to our last session, right? We narrowed the scope to homoglyphic characters as far as within script homoglyphs. Moving on to section 253, Sarmat suggested a change in the title, hold script confusable, and this is to make it to match the guideline, and of course the terminology comes from Unicode. Yep. I'm fine, and Carl is fine, Satish also agrees, so okay, thank you. Let's keep going. The redlines on 2.6 are from last time, so nothing has changed there. Oh yeah, the number, I didn't tell us per guideline 6 above. No, just make sure it's the, yeah, okay, so 6.C actually, what happened here.
Right, so we deleted one of the recommendations, number 5, so all the numbers changed. So this was really number 7, it's changed to 6.
No, I'm trying to, how do I... Okay, never mind. I'll just keep my tracker. And then, oh, okay, so we are there, 19. Terminology, there are no suggestions or changes to this, so let's keep going. Additional notes. There's a note here that we need to go to the registered stakeholder group and seek their feedback as far as reasonable timeline to implement guidance 6A, that is the position of using the LDR format for IDN tables. Oh yeah, and here on DT10, I had because I was reading through this, and maybe we need to specify non-binary as well. Salma, I think you drafted this. This is the use of uniform here means that two variant copoints or variant copoint sequences in one IDN table cannot be non-variant copoints or non-variant copoint sequences. Is that what we need to clarify there, or the first non-variant makes the second one the same?
What you suggest is correct. So either the variant should be removed, but since it's written in the previous part of the phrase as well with both, so it should be non-variant and non-variant in this case.
Okay.
Non-variant code points and non-variant code sequences.
Okay, thank you. Yep, so going on Appendix A, changes. Glossary will be redone alphabetically, okay. And I think nothing has changed really. We're just adding a few references and links, I believe. I don't know. Okay. Okay, so here on the definition of holes, click confusable, we're using the reference to TR36, pointing to mixed script spoofing. Was that the intention, or what the intention was to reference TR39, which talks about whole script confusables?
Actually, my understanding is TR39 is a follow-up, like a solution, algorithmic solution to the problems which are identified in TR36. So TR36 is the base document, and it does talk about whole script confusables. And then TR39 is, as I said, is a follow-up, so it sort of builds up on TR36. So that's why I used TR36.
Okay.
But let me actually very quickly check as well that this is correct. Yeah. So this is so what I've written comes almost verbatim from the last paragraph before section 2.3. in TR36, and it says that such spoofs are called whole script spoofs, and the strings that cause the problem are correspondingly called whole script confusables. But if you feel TR39 is more appropriate, I can certainly go and use that. Yeah, okay, either way.
I'm fine, Salma. Thank you for the context. I think I opened the link and saw mixes Chris spoofing, and I had in my head, I mean, TR39 as the whole script confusable. But yeah, you are correct. I mean, this starts on TR39 and actually has a link to UTF-39. So that's fine. One thing is just, it's a typo here in the term, whole script confusables. There's an extra L in confusables in the first column.
Yeah. Noted. Okay. Thank you. Fix that.
And with that, we're done.
Excellent. So, Satish is very glad. So,
all the
it's been quite a long journey. So, thank you all for going through this. I'll make the changes as you all suggested, and I think one thing then we should discuss at this time is what should we take as next steps on this. We could publish it. So let me tell you what happened last time in the previous revision, and then based on that we can discuss next steps on this as well. In the previous revision, what was done was after public comment and the review was completed, the final version was published through an announcement, and then it was taken to the board, and the board adopted it, and based on that, then it became part of the, you know, the whole, it was formally integrated into the whole process. So there are two steps we need to take. However, we, at this time, we cannot, even after finishing all this, we still do not know what the value of X is, which we need to go and get from registry stakeholder group. And I am, we can try, but I am not sure whether we will be able to get that value of X before ICANN 60. Again, I need your guidance on how you want to go forward with it. So there are two options. One is that we will get the value of X. The other things are all done, so we could probably do an internal last call and then close it and publish it, and in the meantime get that value of X from RYSG. The other option is that we do not do the formal publication. We request the RYSG for that value of X, and in the meantime publish it on our wiki page and present it at ICANN 60, and then do the final closure after ICANN 60, and then send it to board. So there are two options, and I'll let you all decide how you would like to proceed.
Edmond has his hand up. Edmond, please.
Hopefully my voice is coming through okay. Shouldn't we go for another round of public comments? I understand that last time, many years ago, that was not done, but I think this particular round, our initial draft that was posted, I think it prudent to, you know, push it out for another round of public comments, and we can leave the X in there, so we could actually comment, you know, before Abu Dhabi, present it formally there and solicit the comments, and we would wrap it up right after and send it to the board. I think that might be a better course. Just a suggestion.
Edmund, you were very you sounded very far away, but if I could rephrase what you suggested, you are saying suggesting to push this out for public comments before Abu Dhabi?
Yes, this is Ramad. That's what I heard as well. He's suggesting that instead of publishing it, we take it, he says that it was not done the last time, but this time it may be that we take it for a second public comment before closing it.
Yes, I would agree, public comment period. But would that, so the question now, we need to get the X number. Do we want to publish for comments without knowing the value of X, or do we want to engage with the registered shareholder group before Abu Dhabi so that we can have a value and push it out, or get the Rachel's Holy Group feedback and get the value X during the public comment period. Okay, so while we weigh in on that question, so Satish is asking, what will be the timeline of the new public comment round? I believe it will be the same. Is it, I think it's 21 days, right, Sarmat? If I'm not mistaken.
It's actually 40 days, but in this particular case, since we will be away for meeting, it is normally recommended that we take 10 days more for the meeting time, so it would be 50 days, which is 2.5 months almost.
Okay, got
it. Sorry, 2 months, almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months, right? Okay, so let's again repeat what we're talking about here is pushing out. So we have a clean up version of this. We push it out to comments as soon as possible without the X number known, as Carl is suggesting. We get the feedback for X during the public comment period, and then we push it up for 50 days. We get the response of the feedback. We incorporate those, and then it goes to the so a report comes from the group to the board, and they adopt the new guidelines. Is that sort of the timeline, Sarma?
Okay, so there's a potential, scenario which you all should consider, and that is if we take it back to public comment, then there is a potential that you can get some fresh set of comments, which could mean that we spend another 3-4 months in reviewing them, like we had to for the previous public comment process. So it is not, it would really depend on the public comments. There could be some very different comments which will require detailed analysis in addition. So there is a possible scenario that if we do take it to public comment now, it's mid-October. So mid-October, mid-November, mid-December, which means that we will probably reconvene on this in early January, because after mid-December, I guess people won't be available for calls. And then we can potentially either close it right away, but depending on comments, this can get prolonged for another 3-4 months into March, April. Really depends on what the comments say.
Okay.
And once we've then published it, then after that we can take it to the board. So we will have to publish a final version however we want to get there with this additional public comment, if that's what the group decides. And then once it's published and closed on our end, only then after that we can take it to the board. Thank you. I have one more suggestion. Another possibility is that we could suggest some value for X and get a public comment from RYSG on it, whether they agree with that or not. That's another way of doing it. Other one option. Because the issue with just listing X and not a concrete value is that first of all, other community will not be able to see what is being suggested, and then RYSG may not actually come back and stipulate a value, and then we would not know how to move forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Sarman. Okay, so I think Edmund is commenting, think X better, doesn't set wrong specification on other parts. when you send thing X better, doesn't set wrong expectation for other parts of the community. You're suggesting that we should propose a different value.
No, if you can hear me, I suggest leaving it as X, because if we put out a particular number, it could set other parts of the community who originally may not have thought about any of the numbers, and we may end up changing it, and you know that's probably not as good as just X.
So let me ask this back. Would other community members other than the registry would care about X if we put a value, I mean? Edmund, if you are speaking, I think you are on mute. Well, I think I'm fine with leaving it as X. We just need to, in our comment, in our letter or message to the community sending this version to comments, we need to call out that we are seeking feedback from the registries as far as the X number, so that we actually get some options to work with. Okay, I see your point. Okay, so let's publish it with the X number, but call out that we are seeking a value of it. So we are seeking comments, options as to that X number, what that X number should be. That's fine, Edmund. I think we got you. Okay,
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, Arma, please go ahead.
So as you were saying, that we would, just to make sure that we get a response from RYSG, we should reach out to them specifically. Would you want to put that explicitly in the public comment call, or would you prefer that we write a separate mail to RYSG requesting them to consider that value and come back to us through public comment process?
Yeah, I think so in principle, yes. So in our call for comments, we should not just be as generic. This is saying this is a new version of IBM guidance. We like your comments. So let's call out specifically sections where we want the community to pay attention to, and one of those items is going to be the number of months for registries to implement LGR. RFC 7942 publish LGRs. So if you can help us with that, Sarma, that would be great.
Sure.
Okay, so I think we are agreeing on a path forward. We are going to push this out for public comments for the final version. It's going to be 50 days, and in there, we want specifically feedback on, well, everything, but specifically we want feedback from the registered stakeholder group as far as the X value. And from there, we'll just need to play by ear depending on what comments we get and publish the final version. So, Starman, I mean, I don't know if this is the way it works. So there's a public comment, we get comments, and and then we address those comments, and they might change, or a few maybe minor. Well, if it's minor edits, I don't think we care about what gonna do next. But what if a guideline is changed materially? Is there a need for a follow up public comment period? How does it work in those cases?
So normally what happens is that we do a public comment, and the group which is, addressing it would consider the public comment and finalize the document and close it. So normally we would not even go into a second public comment. But in this case, if you feel that a second public comment is useful, we can certainly take it there. But that's not the normal process. And going for a third comment would obviously be even further, from what is the normal process. So the idea would be that if we take it to the second public comment, then after the comment, considering the feedback, the working group should close that, incorporate the feedback and try to close the guidelines and publish them.
Thank you, Sarman. Okay. Yeah, I agree with Edmund. I think we need to cross the bridge when we are there. I think we have done a good job addressing the earlier comments that we received. So this is close to, I think, very close to a final version. So yes. Okay. So let's take baby steps. Let's get a final clean version of this and make draft the call for comments, and then we push it out before Abu Dhabi and provide 50 days for the comment period.
Okay. I will draft the comment call and share online. Do we want to finalize that call on email? Because we will need to push this out very quickly. Or do you want to wait till next week and have another call on the to review that public comment call?
I would say let's finalize it over email. I don't think we need to reconvene to check that. So let's do that, unless Edmund and Carl have a different opinion on that. Satish. Yep. Carl plus one email. Satish plus one email. Okay. Yep. So let's do that, Sarma. So as soon as you send the clean version with a call, let's finalize it over email. Let's just take a few days. Early next week, we should have a clean version and a message to the community.
So I will circulate something over the weekend, which means you will have it with you on Monday 16th. Should we aim that we release the comment on 18th? That will give you 2 days to review the text.
I'm good with that timeline.
So then we'll plan to release this for public comment on 18th of October.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. Just in time to review the ICANN 60 presentation then. So let's move on to the next topic.
So let me share the presentation. Mm-hmm. I'll share the longer version. The shorter version obviously derives from it. So that's and we would also need to know who would be presenting these two because we need to note the names in the presentations.
Yeah, I'm not attending in person, so I would assume either Edmond or Matt will be there. I'm not putting on your in the spotlight, but I would assume that's the case. No worries, Edmond. We're just shifting gears now and looking at the ICANN 60 presentation, and you are confirming you will be in Abu Dhabi. So Sarman needs to know who's going to be on point to present this. I would assume it's going to be you, Edmond, or Matt, and Carl is going to be there too.
The main session is on Sunday, so we would need to request. Okay, so I'll put in Edmund and Matt's name, and then they can decide how they would want to distribute.
Good. All right. Okay, so let's go into this. So I still have control of this? I do.
Yes.
Okay. Agenda, purpose and status, IDN guidelines, members, guidelines and next steps. Okay. Purpose, background for second level IDN registration policies and practices to minimize the risk of cyber squatting consumer confusion. Second level IDN registration policies. Okay. Relevance, ETLD, registries and registers contractually bound. Register agreements, spec 6, section 1.4. Should we put a, because this is very new UTLD specific, right? We will still have all the UTLD agreements where you're still bound, right? So the first bullet is true. The sub-bullet is just new UTLD specific. So maybe we want to make a distinction there.
Okay, so should we just say registry agreements, spec 6? And take out section 4?
I don't even know if the spec 6 exists in other registry agreements. I mean, it might exist spec 6, but not sure if it relates to IDN specifically, right?
Okay, I can check that, but I can make it generic, so we can just call it registry agreements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can make an example, right? The new UTLD-based agreement is in Spec 6, Section 1.4. But yes.
Okay, so is it useful to just then take these two sub-bullets and add, for example, in front of them?
Yeah, examples, yes. I mean, don't make it sound like it's the general applies to everyone. It's not the case.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. In IDN and CCTLD is expected by the fast track process. So I was curious about the choice of work here. So it's still expected and not a binding agreement as far as IDN CCTLDs.
Right. So I actually went to the actual application process and chose, looked at the exact wording, and it says expects to follow. So that word choice is actually very deliberate based on what is in the application process.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I had assumed that. Okay. All right, so this is a status of a recap on the timeline. I'm going to assume this is all true as far as the dates, because I don't recall off the top of my head.
Right. Last two bullets would change. We will replace the final draft published with the second public comment call.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The members here. I thought Ram Mohan was also representing ESAC.
Actually requested to be taken out of this group. So
okay.
That was done.
Okay.
This was a few months ago.
Okay. Noted. Topics. I believe this is accurate. Polynesian similarity. Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Yeah. 19 sections plus additional notes. And we go over each of the guidelines here.
Yes. This is verbatim from the document.
Mhm. So yeah. As soon as we finalize, we'll just need to make sure both. Both versions, both documents are a mirror of each other. Okay. So next steps, this will change too, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's it.
So I will update the document and this presentation as well and share it back with all of you.
Yeah. So I'm not going to be there, Edmond. You will be called. Do you feel that anything is that we need to ask anything here to I'm sure you're going to get a lot of questions, so maybe we don't want to overload the presentation and just go with the flow and the Q&A, but just wanted to hear your opinion as far as this presentation. I think it's fine. More of it will be based on the questions that you get during the session. And all right, so that's a good point, Kyle. Yes, you should. Yeah, and I think it's in the additional notes. So that's going to be a good timing to call it out, and you know those are registrants in attending the session will have a action item to take back to the registry stakeholder group. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we want to make this X in a different color to highlight it so that it's a cue for the presenters to call it out, even stress the importance of that number. I'll get the comment.
Sure, we'll do that.
Okay. All right. I think we are through this. Of course, the short version is going to be just a subset of the slides here. I don't think you want to create another set of slides.
Right. So it's basically all the slides minus the detailed guidelines.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's the same deck minus the detailed guidelines.
Okay. So that's it then. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So I think I can give you back 5 minutes of the day. And so just let's recap the action items, Sarmat. So we are going to clean the version 4 draft. You will draft and send out to us to confirm the call out for comments. And fix the presentations accordingly with the final language and the edits that we just went through. And we're going to be ready for ICON 60.
Yeah. So I'll send out both the redline version on top of this current redline version and then a clean version along with it so that you can see the changes as well. Would you want me to accept the current changes and do just a red line on the current version, or you want me to keep the red lines from previous version as well?
I think you can clean the red line version from the previous. Just focus on the latest one.
Yes, because that will then help identify what were the changes made based on today's call.
Correct.
That just helps, I guess, in review. So I'll just make sure I accept all the changes and then make additional red line changes based on today's call, so you get a fresh red line plus a clean version. And then also updated versions of the presentation and the basically the public comment call. All these will be in your mailbox over the weekend. And then I'll take this forward on 18th.
All right. Sounds good. I'm good. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining today's call. And look forward for the next steps. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.